You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Even though the Tampa Bay Rays not part of the 2017 postseason, there was still a litany of exciting moments for the Rays in the 2017 regular season. Joining us to break it all down on this Thursday is Rays reporter Bill Chastain. Bill, we thank you for the time as always. And Bill, you and the other 29 beat reporters for MLB.com kind enough to submit your top 10 lists of the most memorable or exciting moments of your respective clubs during the 2017 season. And the Rays certainly had their share. During the course of the year, we saw Evan Longoria hit for the cycle. We saw some big home runs by Steven Souza Jr. Also saw some highlight reel catches, no surprise here, from Kevin Kiermaier. Corey Dickerson snapped an 0-for-21 with a three-run homer to win a game back in August. Logan Morrison, like I said, hit a lot of big home runs, Steven Souza Jr. So, Bill, when you kind of look at the entire ball of wax here, in terms of the most memorable of those moments for you personally, what really stands out for you for the Rays in 2017?
I have to go with Kiermaier's overall performance in that six-hour and five-minute game against the Red Sox. And ironically, they did lose that one, but he really, I mean, it was one of the more complete games I've ever seen, and I've covered baseball a long time. He made a catch at the wall that was just defied logic, where he dove, you know, it was like no regard for his body, diving towards the wall, and it ended up keeping the winning run from scoring, you know, what would have been the winning run. He hit a game-tying home run in extra innings. He threw out a couple of guys on the bases. It was just so complete and, you know, just a wow game watching him. And you know, Rays fans who've watched him a lot are used to seeing it. But it was even more of a wow game than what you're normally used to seeing from him.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like Rays fans are spoiled seeing this guy. I mean, is there a sense when you're covering this team and a sense within the stands and the fans watching him that any ball within the same zip code as Kevin Kiermaier, he's going to catch the thing? I mean, is that the sense that goes through you?
Yeah, and you know what? Watching baseball in person every day, one of the big differences between watching it in person and watching it on TV, you get accustomed to ranges, you know, and you don't really get that as much on TV. You know, I see how much one player can cover, ground one player can cover as opposed to another. And I mean, you know, he covers so much ground. It's just, it's ridiculous. And, you know, as good as he looks on the highlights, it really can't be quantified watching it on TV. I mean, he covers so much ground and gets to so many balls and steals so many hits. You know, I've never seen anything really like him out there.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, it's TV does not do it justice, because when you're watching a game, you see the flight of the ball, you see the game through the center field camera, but you can never see the anticipation, the first step by a fielder because of the nature of television coverage. So like you said, to have that different perspective covering a team live with your own two eyes, it can really make you appreciate even more how good Kevin Kiermaier really is. And Bill, for all the years that you've covered this game and all the great defensive players you've seen, is Kiermaier the best, or is he on his way to being the best? How would you assess him?
He's right. You know, it's hard for me to think of a better outfielder than him. I mean, probably the best overall defensive player I've seen, you know, with him would be Omar Vizquel at shortstop. I thought he was, something really special. But I haven't seen anything like Kiermaier in the outfield. And the Rays have had some good outfielders, too. I mean, B.J. Upton used to cover a lot of ground. But this guy, you know, he's passionate about it. And, you know, it means a lot to him. And, you know, he comes to the park every day wanting to do something on defense. And I think something else that should be noted on this, I think I saw this year, he's really an incredible athlete. But it looks like he's getting that confidence on offense as well. So I think Rays fans are going to see something even more special in the future.
Yeah, it's scary to think for other teams that as good as he is defensively, he's never been a star, you know, with the bat in his hands. But if that confidence begins to translate from the glove to the lumber, then yeah, you could definitely see a more well-rounded all-star player in the making for 2018 and for years to come. Bill, I want to get your thoughts on Evan Longoria's cycle back on the first day of August. Only the second cycle in Rays history. The other one was B.J. Upton back on what looks like the final day of the regular season back in 2009. I hear varying opinions about how big a deal a cycle really is, because I hear some people say, well, it's cool that you get four different types of base hits, but you know, if a guy gets two doubles and two triples, then you know that's a more productive day, and there is some validity to that. So I guess, you know, how big of a deal was it to Longoria to get that cycle? How big of a deal was it to the Rays and to you to see him accomplish this on the 1st of August?
Well, I also saw BJ get his, so it was funny. If I recall, I believe Evan said when he was rounding first or at some point in the game there, he remembered BJ when he got his, and it meant something to him. I mean, he humped it to get to second base, and Rays fans remember that he got called out initially, and the call went to review, and it was the first, I think it was the first Major League Baseball cycle under review that got made by a review. So it was an exciting moment. I know it's an odd deal and it's a quirky deal, and two home runs and two doubles is definitely better, but it's just, I guess it's just kind of, it just shows your versatility or, you know, a variety pack, and that kind of gets people excited about it. But, you know, it hadn't been done a lot.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, like you said, it's a very quirky kind of a statistic or accomplishment, but to get it and to know that it meant something to Longo after watching B.J. Upton get his 8 years prior, then I'm sure it was very satisfying for him. And, Bill, on your top 10 list, we see some, you know, big home runs here from Logan Morrison back on August 27th to give the Rays a 3-2 win over the Cardinals. We see some big homers by Steven Souza Jr. The Rays, rather surprisingly, I think, in the eyes of a lot of people, one of the top home run hitting teams in 2017. Was that surprising to you, or did you kind of see this coming based on what you saw perhaps in spring training?
I think based on the composition of the club and what they did the year before, it wasn't that surprising. I know even early in the season, Kevin Cash said, you know, with the kind of attack they had, you know, there could be some lapses and, you know, some slumps coming in there. And I think that's kind of reflected in the fact that I don't believe they won more than five in a row all year. And they were kind of hoping that a guy like Duffy would, who missed the whole year, would be somebody to put in that lineup that would, you know, be more of a contact hitter, and you would have some of that going on as well as the thumpers. So they had a big thumper club, but, you know, there were some nights where the big thumpers just got totally shut down, and I think that probably had a lot to do with, never really getting to have that sustained role that they needed.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it that seems to be kind of what baseball's become in 2017, where it's an all or nothing approach at the plate. You know, it's what the three true outcomes, you know, walk, strikeout, or home run, and the Rays reflected that type of team some nights. But when the ball was flying out of the ballpark, the Rays were certainly tough customers to deal with, and hopefully more of the same in 2018 and beyond from Lomo and Souza and company as they continue that trend. Bill, as we come down the home stretch here, when you look at the more exciting and memorable moments for this Rays team in the regular season, is there one for whatever reason that kind of stands out to you as something that just kind of knocked you sideways, as something that you just didn't see coming? Anything that stands out?
Well, I would have to go back to that Kiermaier play, but our night. But I think I would go to what I saw Colome do after. He gave up I can't remember if he got the loss or the blown save in that same game that Kiermaier stood out. So, but I think seeing him come back in 2 days and notch the save against the Red Sox just kind of personified the year he had. And I mean, the excellence he had. And a lot of times, you know, as writers and media guys, I think we tend to forget the job the bullpen guys do when they succeed. It's almost like an umpire. When an umpire blows a call, you know, then you know who the umpire is. And I think Colomé probably got shorted some on attention this year. He really did an outstanding job. Even when he would come in and get into trouble, he never panicked, and he managed to get out of most of those jams. And I think he really had a nice season. And I would just say what he did 2 days after having a devastating either loss or blown save. I can't remember what it was exactly that Friday night game. That was six hours and 5 minutes. I'm allowed to forget some of that. But just his overall excellence and what he did 2 days later, I just think that summed up his year.
Yeah, I mean, the guy finished with 45 saves. He was one of the top closers in all of baseball, not just the American League. And, Bill, does this surprise you? You know, when we see so many teams the last couple of years throw so much money at the big-name closers, and to my recollection, correct me if I'm wrong, but the Rays have never done that. They've never gone out and sought the big-name free agent closer. They've developed from within. We saw Colomé this year, Brad Boxberger last year, maybe the last couple of years, and they always find a guy from within to step into that ninth-inning role and become the anchor of that bullpen. Are you surprised that more teams don't take that approach when it's been so successful for the Rays?
Well, the Rays have done it. I mean, they went and got Fernando Rodney once on the cheap, and then he was coming off a down year, and then also Soriano, and both of them performed really well. But it is an interesting thing. I mean, Colomé had never really been much of really hadn't pitched out of the bullpen much when he became the closer, and now you see a guy who's led all of baseball in saves this year.
Yeah, he was something else and something that the Rays can build upon for the 2018 season and beyond. Bill Chastain, a pleasure as always. We thank you for the time, and we'll do it again soon. In the meantime, Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras, Tampa Bay Rays.